I am Leonard Whitby, and it's Wednesday, December the 18th, and here's your news at 7 a.m. From the Bank of Namibia, Josephina Oscar reported that the economy grew by 2.8% in the third quarter, slower than the 3.1% in the same period last year. The decline was mainly due to weaker agriculture and mining sectors, while manufacturing and construction saw growth. Oscar says the inflation eased to 4.1%, with the headline rate dropping to 3% in October and November.
Electricity generation experienced a second consecutive decline due to lower water levels feeding into the Ruakana hydropower plant. In the tertiary industry, activity in the wholesale and retail, trade, tourism, communication, transport, health, and financial sectors maintained sturdy growth levels during the quarter under review.
Shirimuye Ratheuwasho, FNB Namibia's head of operational risk, has raised concerns about a surge in fraud cases during the festive season, particularly affecting those who may be more relaxed. The bank reminds customers that it will never ask for sensitive information like OTPs or passwords, and urged them to take secure measures to protect their accounts.
While our systems are robust and designed to detect and mitigate any potential threats, we would like to urge all our customers to remain vigilant, especially during the festive season when fraudsters are most active. We would like to encourage all our customers to avoid sharing personal information and to report any suspicious activities.
South Africans Against Drunk Driving founder Caro Smit has urged the government to declare drunk driving a national disaster following fatal crashes in the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Smit told Newsroom Africa, "Drunk driving is a major road safety threat, advocating for specialized courts to address offenders and penalties for liquor outlets serving intoxicated patrons." She calls on citizens to unite against drunk driving.
It's got to be a national disaster that goes to Parliament. We have some of the best laws in the world, but our enforcement is so terrible. Our conviction rate is even more abysmal. There are very clear solutions to get down these deaths and injuries if we just apply them.
Continentally, Nigeria's anti-graft agency arrested 792 suspects, including 148 Chinese and 40 Filipino nationals, in a raid in Lagos's Big Leaf building, a suspected fraud hub. According to Reuters, victims were allegedly lured with fake romance offers and coerced into bogus cryptocurrency investments. The arrests took place on December 10, according to an EFCC spokesperson. To the United States now, where the FBI is warning Americans not to point lasers at suspected drones amid a spate of flying aircraft sightings across the country. Authorities say pilots are increasingly being hit in the eyes with lights as people are mistaking planes for unmanned drones. Reporting for us from New York is Sally Patterson.
U.S. authorities say they're concerned people may fire weapons at objects they see in the sky. A wave of mysterious sightings above New York, New Jersey, and other states have left many residents in the northeast of America feeling anxious and demanding answers. The federal government has deployed personnel and technology to investigate reports. The White House says there's no public safety or national security risks from reported drone sightings so far. But on Monday, President-elect Donald Trump accused the Biden administration of concealing information from the American public. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.